This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatments of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And Lee, we want to talk about disease care versus health care. That is something that is one of your favorite topics, I know. Tell us about it.
You know, I'd like to go back. There was a show that you and I did many years ago called Think Different.
Okay.
And it drove you crazy because you were formerly an English teacher, and that's bad English. It should be differently, right?
That is correct.
But I was going on the tails of a marketing program that Apple did, Think Different.
Okay.
And this really applies to what we're talking about here, because we're raised in a society where we are programmed to believe that disease care is what it's all about. The problem with that is disease care is all about waiting until you're sick, you're broke, something's not working right, and now what are you going to do about it? And the problem with that is quite often it's like trying to unboil a hard-boiled egg.
Sure.
You can't do it. The damage has been done, you see.
Right.
When we start talking about health care is really about making choices that are designed to keep us healthy and as much as possible stop us from entering that arena of disease care. And certainly there is overlap between those two, but they're two different skill sets.
Okay.
The skill set for health care is very different from the skill set to disease care. And I was thinking about this the other day and thinking about recording this program. And what we're really missing is that there exists within the body an intelligence. And that's entire existence of that intelligence is about maintaining function in the body and facilitating healing. And you know something? It works 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. What we worry about is the 1% of the time that it doesn't work. And that's when we fall sick, when we start having problems,
sure.
When things are not working right, you see. When this happens, when we get sick, there's a couple of directions that we can go. The most common approach in our society is to try and replace it with man's intelligence. In other words, I can figure out what's wrong and I can figure out how to fix it. If we've got too much acid, I'm going to take something to neutralize it and
right.
Have less acid in the body. If the blood pressure is too high, I'm going to come up with a chemical to bring it down.
We're always oriented around using something from the outside to fix this problem.
That's correct. That's correct. And also inserting man's intelligence, which if you think about it, is a little bit arrogant, because that intelligence within the body, that God-made intelligence within the body, which by the way, we call innate intelligence,
right.
Is far smarter and far greater and knows far more than everything we know about the body.
Mm-hmm.
So the approach, our approach at the Institute is not to try and outthink the body. We take a look at it and say, why are things not working right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a communication system this intelligence uses within the body. We call it the nervous system.
Fair enough.
If there are interferences to that nervous system, then things don't work right. Our approach is really to take a look at one of those major interferences to that communication system, which is a compromise in the brain-body connection. You know, when we take a look at the disease care approach, you know, there are many different approaches. The doctors will use drugs. The chiropractors will use adjustments. Naturopaths will use vitamins and supplements, botanicals, mm-hmm. and the likes. And they are dedicated professionals, and they save lives many times over. But in the end, it is using something outside in, and it is using man's intelligence to try and fix something rather than tapping into that inherent intelligence within the body.
So why don't you give me an example of one patient who you've taken care of?
Yeah, I have a patient who I've taken care of for many years. We'll call him Danny.
Okay.
Now, Danny's in good shape, and he takes good care of himself. Now, on his last visit, he was explaining to me how his primary care provider had him on cholesterol-lowering medication. Now, what was interesting was his cholesterol levels were below 200.
Oh.
I mean, so what are we trying to do here, you see? And he was wanting to increase his cholesterol-lowering medication.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to comment on his treatment. That's between him and his provider.
Right.
But I did explain to him about health care was different from disease care and how prevention is often not prevention.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, people say, well, medicine has prevention. We have breast exams. We have colonoscopy. Mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
But that's early detection. You've already got the thing when they find it.
That's right.
You might find a lump in the breast. They've got breast cancer, and mm-hmm. it was because you would. But that is early detection, which is not the same as prevention. So we talked about this intelligence in the body, and for him, it made total sense. Now, the most vulnerable place for there to be an interference in the correct functioning of this innate intelligence is at the cervicocranial junction. Now, that's medicalese for the very top of the neck, right between the skull and between the neck.
That is where the brain-body connection is actually housed.
That's absolutely correct. And it's for that reason that at the Yardley Hall Institute, we limit our practice to correcting such interferences. We've been doing this for decades, and we're very good at it.
How good at it are you?
Well, 90% of the patients that come to us have tried 2 to 3 times, at least 2 to 3 times, other approaches. And the reason they end up in our office is because those approaches failed. Of those, 85 to 90% of those patients get the help that they're looking for. Not because we're that great, but because the body is that great if it's given half a chance.
I certainly can testify to the efficacy of your approach. I really respect it and like it. Let me take a second to talk to people listening. If you're in pain, why not find out if the doctors at the Yardley Hall Institute can help you get healthy again? You don't want to put this off because it's not going to get better by ignoring it. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Hall Institute. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. This is usually a $148 value, but it's just $38 if you call right now. You're going to prepay with your credit card. You'll get all the tests done with the doctors to determine if you're a candidate for care. They're not going to accept you, of course, unless they are confident they can help you, and they usually can. It's a $148 value. It's just $38 right now, but you got to call right now during the show. 866-704-1047. That number again, 866-704-1047. And by the way, you can book your appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to the podcast of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally, and you can hear hundreds of patients talk about their experience. Download and subscribe to all the podcasts at yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I met a gentleman there who he lived a rough life. Part of it because it was his choice. He was an MMA style fighter. He was a big time rugby player, and he worked in manufacturing on the floor. Tough work. His body took a beating. He was just about to get married when doctors told him he had to have his vertebra fused. He wouldn't be able to turn around and look at his wife. His mother-in-law begged him to go to the Yardley Institute. He did not need surgery. The gentle, non-invasive treatment of the doctors at the Yardley Institute and restoring the brain-body connection, that's what they do. If you're in pain, stop. Please go find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Simply call them 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Dr. Lee Yardley is here. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to Mike. Now, this is not all that unusual an occurrence. I understand he was seeing somebody else before he came to see you.
Correct. And I'm sure they were doing a fine job on him. But his issue was this. He wasn't holding. And he wanted to try something that would hold
for
longer.
Now, when you say holding, what do you mean?
Not needing a correction for long periods of time. Some people can get relief by being corrected on a regular basis.
Uh-huh. And other people can go longer.
Yeah, some approaches allow a person to hold for longer periods of time.
And in your goal is always, as I understand it, to get people to hold as long as possible.
Yeah, 10 years is our record. Better than 10 years.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
10 years would be great.
I would too.
We got to talk to Mike here. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Dr. Yardley is here to chat with you too.
Hi there, Mike.
Hello, Dr. Yardley. Wonderful to hear your voice.
It's good to talk to you too.
I love it when patients are thrilled to hear Dr. Yardley. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about your situation. I understand that you you work in construction, and you were sore all over for a long, long time. Tell us all about this.
Well, I've been, for quite a few years, I was told that I either had arthritis or I had fibromyalgia, that I couldn't do the job I was doing, and I started to believe that because in order to get my work boots on in the morning, I couldn't tie my shoelaces. My hands were so sore. I'd either have to weave my shoelaces between my fingers and pull that way or else wait for about half an hour, 45 minutes as I drove to work before I could tie my boots. Now, my back was so sore that I at times would just come home and lay down on the floor, or even if we were at a party at someone's house, I'd just have to lay down on the floor, and I was tired all the time due to the amount of pain I was in.
That must have been tremendously frustrating.
Oh, it was frustrating for myself and for my wife and for my kids. And after starting to go to Dr. Yardley, I just found out how much it was for my wife and how much she had been holding back because she was also in the same place in the survival mode, just trying to make things work. That day after my first adjustment, I thought for sure this can't be real. And I went over to my mother's house, who I said, well, I'm going to this guy. And she said, I'll never go to a chiropractor. I don't want anything to do with it. And I walked into her house after my first adjustment, and she said, I want to go see whoever you were at. And that's what was crazy. I didn't tell her I'd been in there, but she had known. Another issue I had was I had never stood up straight. My mother used to always tell me to stand up straight, and Dr. Yardley, through his x-rays, pointed out that my spine was not in a position that would allow me to sit up or stand straight, that it would be physically painful to me. My parents used to tie me to my chair at the dining room table so I'd sit up straight. And my mom, as soon as I walked into her house, standing straight, like she always told me to do, right then she said, I want to go in and see the same guy, because she had some back problems as well.
So tell me about where you are today. How are you feeling today?
I can't even tell you how long I've held my adjustment. I go in every...
Actually, I can. It's about 13 months.
Wow.
13 months. Mm-hmm. So over a year. I was going to say about a year.
And what's your life like now? What is the pain all gone? Tell me about it.
Well, I am in construction, so now what happens is every once in a while I tweak a muscle, I pull a muscle. But with my atlas in line and my nerves being able to focus throughout my whole body and communicate with my brain of how it needs to heal, I get sore every once in a while, but it'll be for a day or two, and my body will know what it needs to do to recover from that sore. I lift heavy stuff. I move things with two guys that are 4,000 pounds building elevators. So we're moving stuff, heavy stuff, doing construction all the time. I wake up in the morning. Every once in a while, I still use my CPAP machine, depending on how much sleep I'm getting in the night. I never use an inhaler. I don't need an inhaler. And I haven't used one of those since probably the fifth or sixth month I went to Dr. Yardley's. And beforehand, I had two different inhalers. One of them was $365 a month. That the cost was of the one inhaler. And ever since that fourth month, I haven't used those at all.
And tell me about your overall back and chest pain. How is that?
My back pain is great. Every once in a while now when I get sore, I look at my wife and I ask her, how did I ever live this way? And her response to me is, we didn't. We coped. But and then it's only a day or two from normal construction wear and tear, and then I feel better. I can't understand how I ever lived with all the different pains and everything other than it was just survival. I walk upright. I feel great. I wake up in the morning. I can put my boots on. I can tie my boots right away when I wake up, which is just a huge blessing in itself. I was able to change the way my whole family works together and lives. In fact, he also helped my daughter, who had a lazy eye, and an optometrist, a child optometrist, after working with my daughter for 8 months, said she needed eye surgery, and a child optologist that we worked with for another 8 months because I didn't want to cut into my daughter's retina said she needed surgery too, and now her eye holds position when her alignment's in with her atlas. So he's helped my family in many more ways, and we're very grateful for the practice he has.
Michael, thank you for making the time to chat with us. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dr. Yardley, we've talked to a lot of people, but that is certainly among the most dramatic stories I've ever heard and the biggest change I've ever heard from somebody.
Very unique, but it made a profound change in Mike's life.
Yeah, impact on his entire family.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you've been listening to this and you're going, gosh, I wonder if that would work for me. Well, you know, why not find out? Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. It's relatively easy. In fact, when you call right now, you'll save yourself some money. Usually it's $148 for that first visit. But if you call now during the show, it'll just be $38. You'll receive a $148 value for just $38. Yeah, you're going to need your credit card. You're going to call now at 866-704-1047. 866-704-1047. Now, don't worry. They're not going to go cheap on you. You'll do the battery test, right?
Everything.
To find out if you're a candidate for care, they have to do that stuff.
That's right.
Okay? So, a $148 value, just $38 if you call right now during the show. Call the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley and the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I have met hundreds of patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, and I've interviewed dozens of them. And I want to tell you that there is a difference that we've all seen. It's truly remarkable. I've seen people come in for fibromyalgia and sciatica to find out also that their depression abated, lifted. I've seen people go in to have their necks worked on because they're being told you got to have surgery. And I found out that no, they didn't have to have surgery. It's all about the gentle, non-invasive care at the Yardley Institute. That's what the doctors practice and working in the brain-body connection. If the brain-body connection is severed, well, it's the worst. But if it's aided, well, it's the best. Call and see if you are a candidate for care. Meet with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Vertigo. Dr. Yardley, you have a very personal story about this. Why don't you share it with us?
I do. And this was back in around 89. 88, 89. And okay. At that time, I was on vacation and I was, I decided to learn to windsurf. Never done that before.
Okay.
And at any rate, I received I learned under what I probably, looking at it after the fact, was probably not a very good teacher.
I hope he doesn't. But, where was this?
This was down in the Caribbean, actually.
Okay, good. And he didn't hear it, so.
Yeah, and he was Australian. Yeah. So, but I don't hold that against him. But anyway, so the thing about learning windsurfing for me in that particular time was I spent a lot of time getting up and falling off the board and getting up and falling off the board.
Sure.
And if I was anything, it was persistent. Because I spent 8 hours one day getting up and falling off the board.
89, how old were you at the time? What, 20?
Oh, yeah, right. That's correct. Maybe 12. But anyhow, I hit literally everything in the bay. I mean, I literally hit everything. One time, I almost ran over a guy who was snorkeling.
Oh, really?
I remember the look of horror on his wife's face.
I would guess, yes.
And I realized the only way out was to drop off the board, which I got very good at. And you spend all day going down to one end of the beach, dragging the board up the other, and then heading on out again.
Okay.
So that was the last day of my vacation, and the next day I flew back to Seattle. And at that time, I was an avid student of a martial art known as Aikido.
Okay, no Aikido.
So, Sunday, the next day, I went on the mat for my first class, and something happened that had never happened before. I was unable to complete the class.
Why?
I started feeling nauseous, I started feeling dizzy, and I literally had to leave the class early. Now, the next day was my first day back in the office, and at that time, I had a staff of 5 doctors. We had a staff of 15.
You were just in general chiropractic at that point, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And but there was still a significant portion of the practice that didn't see the other doctors and were waiting for me to come back.
Okay.
So I faced a very busy Monday.
Right.
So I went home, I went to bed, prepared for the next day.
Figuring it's just what? Something like Montezuma's Revenge, something from the Caribbean.
Exactly. Something that was passing.
Got it.
So the next day I'm taking care of people, and it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and suddenly I got hit with this nauseousness and this vertigo and this dizziness, and the only thing I could do is go in and lay down on the floor in my office, wait for it to pass 15, 20 minutes, get up, start taking care of people. I was good for another 10 to 15 minutes, then I was back laying down again. So I limped through the afternoon, went home, went to bed, came back into the office Tuesday, and on Tuesday it didn't start at 3 p.m., it started at 2 p.m.
Oof.
And through the week, my ability to function got less and less and less. So I placed the senior doctor in charge of the office. The next most senior doctor, I placed myself as a patient, said, I want you to re-examine, re-x-ray me. I'm your patient. I do what you say. Well, 2 to 3 weeks into this, and I'm not doing very well at all. I'm going from bad to worse. Now I'm spending virtually all of my time flat on my back. If I got up, I was good for maybe 20, 25 minutes up, and then I'd have to lay back down again.
How did you – I mean, this sounds, you know, debilitating. This sounds like the end of your career.
Well, it certainly didn't look good.
How are you going to – how'd you solve it?
Well, I had a colleague of mine in California. And he called me up and he said, it's the upper neck. It's the brain-body connection. You need to get someone that does that work and uses a very specific approach to it. And so I'd heard of a doctor up in Canada that did this work. In fact, his name is Dr. Birdie.
Okay.
And so I called up to make an appointment with him, and they made me wait 3 weeks to get in and see this guy.
You had 3 weeks of vertigo before you got to see him?
Actually, it was 6 to 7 weeks.
How did you even get up to him? Did you take the train? Did somebody drive
someone
you up?
Someone drove me.
Amazing.
I had to have someone drive me. And so I was driven up, and he explained what he thought the problem was. It was a Friday.
Okay.
I had an appointment to come back Monday to receive my first
treatment.
Correction.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this kind of funny stuff on the side of my neck. In fact, I swore he did nothing. And so anyhow, he seemed to be confident. And the bottom line for me was, well, when can I go back and start taking care of patients again?
Sure.
And he said the following Monday, you can go back half time. And then the Monday after that, you can go back full time.
Now, you have got to be. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're in regular chiropractic and you're used to manipulation and that kind of stuff, and this guy's just lightly tapped, you've got to be a little bit incredulous.
Of course. But the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
So tell me about
the eating. I'll give it a week.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Fair enough.
Didn't believe the guy, but what else was I going to do?
Yeah, you're stuck.
Exactly. So interestingly, a week later, I was back in practice half time. A week after that, I was back in practice full time. And at that point in time, I looked seriously at what we did and made the decision that we needed to offer this kind of care at a high level of technical excellence here in the Seattle area.
And you have done that now for, well, 20 years.
Actually, 25, close to 25 years now, a quarter of a century.
Have you treated other people with vertigo since?
Oh, many, many. In fact, I mean, the list is a mile long.
Is it really?
Absolutely. And while I don't treat vertigo directly or specifically.
Because you don't do cure directly.
No, but we correct the brain-body connection. And it's amazing the changes, because the whole sense of balance is interpreted in that upper cervical brainstem area. And once, and it has a ripple effect when there's a mechanical compromise. Once we correct that, then a lot of the messaging starts getting corrected and a person's sense of balance begins to start normalizing.
Wow. That's an amazing thing, because vertigo is so debilitating if somebody has it.
It strikes terror in your heart. I can speak personally for that.
All right. Well, does that sound like you? Does that sound like maybe you want to be a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.? Listen, we've got a deal for you. If you call right now, you'll get a special value. You'll get a $148 value for just $38. They'll meet with you, right, Dr. Yardley?
That's right.
How about testing? Does this include
They'll undergo a battery of testing to determine if they're a candidate for what we do.
Now, the offer is only good during the show here this morning, so obviously you want to call now. I'll give you the number again in a second. Remember, $148 value usually for this. You get it for $38. It's a prepayment. Yeah, you use your credit card. Here's the number.
866-704-1047. Again,
call now. You might be a great candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. It's great to have you with the show. I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. with me here today. Now, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to Sue, one of your patients, in just a second. She travels a long distance, over 100 miles to get to you each time.
She clocked it, and she's going to tell us about that, I think. But yeah, comes from Anacortes.
And my understanding is she suffered from the same problem that you had as a teenager.
As we grew up, we had similar issues, and we were both diagnosed with scoliosis. Hers much worse than mine, because she was actually put in a Milwaukee brace, and that's it's a miserable thing. I mean, most teenage girls will not wear it; they take them off.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's talk to her. Her name is Sue. Sue, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sue, let me start by asking you, why did you decide to go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I've had a lifetime issues with my back. I have was born with fairly severe scoliosis and wore braces and whatnot when I was a child, and that was back in the 60s. And I was always told that I may have more troubles as I get older, and that happened. As I got into my 50s, I began to have problems. And right before I came in to see Dr. Yardley, for about a year before that, I was having pretty severe pain in my back, like spasms that felt like Charlie horse in my back, middle.
And this was in your middle back, wasn't it, Sue? It was higher up. It wasn't in your low back.
Right. It was higher up, like between the two wing bones back there.
Exactly.
Kind of right in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was pretty debilitating, where if I was up and moving around, I would end up on the floor pretty much instantly. It was like a real strong Charlie horse that would hit really fast.
Yeah, and you couldn't stand up straight for about half an hour after that, could you?
Right, and it was getting worse. It got to be where it was happening almost on a nightly basis, sometimes several times a night, and all it would take would be turning over in bed. Where at first, when it first started happening, it would be if I got up.
Now, but you'd had it for about a year before you came to see us, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so you were just kind of living with it, trying to put up with it, right?
Yeah, I was. I was hoping it would just get better by itself. And it was getting worse, so I figured I had better do something about it. I had been listening to your radio program for quite a long time. But I was also caring for one of my parents, who was requiring round-the-clock care, and it wasn't so easy to get away. And after my mom passed away, that's when I finally came in.
Now, you know, to go back to when you grew up, you had braces on, and you just kind of, you just slid right past that. But you had leg braces when you were really young, and then when you got older, you were put in a Milwaukee brace, which is a very sophisticated medical attempt at trying to treat scoliosis. It doesn't reduce the curve, but it is hoped that it will stop it getting worse. So, I mean, that's a big time. And you know, I was a scoliosis victim when I was a teenager, diagnosed when I was 14. So, you know, you and I both experienced that same thing together.
Yeah.
So, Sue, you finally went in to see Dr. Yardley. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was a little bit nervous, so a little bit skeptical, because it just seemed too good to be true, everything that they said. When I got my first adjustment, I went to bed that night, and I didn't have any of those spasms, which was amazing to me. And honestly, I have not had one since then. So that problem was stopped instantly as soon as I got my first adjustment.
Amazing.
I thought it was pretty amazing, and I was telling everybody. I couldn't believe it. And this is almost 2 years later, because it was in March 2 years ago.
Wow.
And I still haven't had another spasm in my back.
Now, you work, work as a checkout in like a grocery store. And so the mm-hmm. use of your hands is very important. I think you were having some issues with that right wrist and hand as well, were you not?
Yes, I was. That was getting worse and worse also. And I hadn't really gone to pursue any treatment for that either. But that problem has also gone away.
Now, you play the piano, don't you? At least you try to when your hand's working right.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that was a problem. You're having some numbness in the right arm when you first get up.
Yes.
Yeah. And so yes. that stuff is all gone now, completely. Is that
it's
right?
It's all completely gone.
Wow. Wow.
It didn't go away as fast as the back spasm problem. Over a period of about a year, it got better and better, and it's gone now.
That is great.
Now, Sue, you told us that you were a little bit skeptical about going to see Dr. Yardley, that it might be too good to be true. So now that you've had the experience, what would you tell other people who are trying to make up their minds about whether or not they should go to the Yardley Institute?
I would tell them they have nothing to lose because it's a simple procedure that Dr. Yardley does. There's no pain or discomfort involved. It's quick. But the office is great. Everybody's friendly, makes you feel very comfortable, and definitely don't wait like I did. Get in there right away.
Exactly. And you're not really close. You come to us from Anacortes, don't you?
Yeah, and when I look on my, I measured it one day on my my mileage.
Yeah, how far?
And I go 107 miles one way.
But it's worth it, isn't it, Sue?
It is. I would do it again.
Wow, Sue. That's quite the endorsement. Now, have you got anything else to add?
I just really think that people should check it out if they're at all interested or they're having any kind of discomfort or maybe they've been somewhere and haven't gotten relief because it's really worth it. And it's so easy.
Well, Sue, I'm glad you came on and shared that with us. It's an inspiring story.
Yeah. My life is much better.
Great. You take care, and thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So I'm going to give you a telephone number. I want you to write this down. It's 866-704-1047. 866-704-1047. Now, that is the number that you want to call if you want to find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And we have a good deal for you, too. You're going to receive a $148 value if you're willing to prepay with your credit card right now for just $38. That's your initial consult. It's all non-invasive. They do the testing that you need to go through, and it sets up the metrics so they know whether or not you're a candidate for care. The $148 value, $38 if you call right now. Don't wait. Call now. 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Mike, so it was sciatica. I had that too. You ever get the thing where it felt like there was something shoved in your foot?
My whole right side. I had an issue with my whole right side and the sciatica. I mean, it got to the point where I was literally thinking that I was going to become wheelchair bound.
Wow.
I suffered with it for a very long time. I've tried lots of things to solve this. Massage therapy, other chiropractors doing different things, not what he does. But, yeah, I've tried a lot of things for a long time.
How has your life changed now?
Oh, totally life-changing. I now can move. I was before, with the sciatica especially, I was afraid to just twist or turn. Sitting down, I had to be careful. Standing up, I had to be careful. I couldn't hardly get on my knees. I've got grandkids now, and it was really starting to bug me that, you know, I couldn't be as active as I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now it's like you said, the day after was just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
Find out if Dr. Yardley can help you get healthy again.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more. Book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Hey, it's Todd Herman, and it's a pleasure to have you, Dr. Lee Yardley, in my domain.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm not going to try to treat you because I'm not qualified to do that. But it's truly a pleasure to see you outside of the practice. I don't get to do this enough, so it's good to have you here.
That's true. Our interaction has primarily been clinical over the past year or so.
I wanted to chat with you because, you know, I've told countless people about the practice and my experience of being your patient and yes. how thankful I am for what you have helped me with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a pretty healthy cat. Yeah. So I didn't come in, and sometimes I feel bad because I didn't come in hobbled or really, you know, injured like or in a bad situation like fibromyalgia or something. I had joint pain. I had sciatic, as you recall.
Right.
But it's not uncommon, I guess, for you to have people who use the Yardley Institute as a way to stay healthy, right?
That's true. In fact, there's a significant portion of the people that come into the practice and they'll say something like this. I feel fine. I have no problems. But, you know, I'm getting older and I want to stay that way. And so I'm just exploring possibilities here to see if this can some way contribute to that.
I've seen people, and I went through this, Dr. Yardley, where I gained a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. And it's harder to get that weight off than you think because it builds up over time.
Right.
I mean, a pound a week over 10 years, you're really heavy. Is it the same way with the body and staying healthy that it's just, you know, a death by a thousand paper cuts sort of thing?
Something like that. I mean, with weight, it gets harder as we get older.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a shift in that every 10 years, every decade, a greater percentage of our body is fat and a smaller percentage is muscle. Mm. So we have to work to offset that. But it's the same with health. You know, the body doesn't age. Really, the body does not age. What happens is every time a cell reproduces, every cell in your body and my body is in the process of dying and it's being replaced. And the body has a choice. It can replace it with a strong and healthy cell. It can replace it with a weak and abnormal cell. And clearly, we want it to replace it with strong and healthy cells. One of the keys to that, one of the default settings, if you've got a compromise in your brain-body connection, then your body's default setting is to replace it with weak and abnormal cells. Mm. So it's important that we get that fixed. But the other thing that happens is every time a cell dies and is replaced, there is a reproduction of the DNA. So think of it. You've got a beautiful, pristine, original image, and you make a copy of it. Is the copy as good as the original image? No, it's going to be something less. And then it's going to get copied again and get copied again. And this is what aging actually is. These cells, when they reproduce each other, you find that the DNA is being reproduced, but it's not quite as good as the previous one. Hmm. And this is happening over a lifetime, many, many trillions of times. Hmm. And so one of the measures of this, totally off subject here, but one of the measures of this is a thing called telomeres. And these are on the DNA and they get shorter. They start getting shorter as we get older. This is what aging is about.
Right. So you at the practice then, in addition to helping people who do experience pain, you have people who are in there with you in addition to being at the gym or walking or you know, staying active on bicycles. So it's almost, I mean, I guess it is. It's preventative and keeping your body from getting into that situation where it feels old, where you begin to feel the effects of that, correct?
Right. And as we, you know, I deal with the demographic, which generally ranges from about 40 to about 80. Yeah. And so these are people that are just starting to begin to realize the effects of age on their body. But there's certain things like you find as people get older, their head starts going forward, the shoulders start getting rounded.
Yeah.
So we've been testing this for 5 years, but in the last year and a half, we've introduced technology that we share with patients where we start teaching them, giving them things to do at home, which will actually stop the process of this going on or begin to reverse it. Now, it depends on their age. If I get them in the 50 to 60 age group, we can stop it. You know, if they're 80 plus, well, you know, we can make it better. But
yeah.
We're not going to offset it completely.
What effect does the modern lifestyle of sitting, like, all day long? Mm-hmm. And I know so many people, and they say that the sin of their life is that they sit all day. They'll go by, like I wear an exercise watch, other people do. Mm-hmm. Is it as bad as some of the media makes it out to be, sitting all day?
Actually, yes.
Wow.
It's not good. It's not good. And so we have to, you know, I'm always thankful because the work that I do, as you know, I'm up and moving around. But for some, you know, a lot of people, that's not possible. And we understand that. You can try and offset it. You can get stations where you stand. You can sit on balls and things like that. But if that's not possible, what you need to do is do what you're doing. And that is build into your lifestyle a time where you get out and just really, you know, work the body out.
Yeah.
You know, for you, it's CrossFit or a version of CrossFit.
Right.
I know. For me, it's more like super slow and I'm a little older.
Yeah.
And it's important that you find what it is for you, whether it's yoga, whether it's Tai Chi. You know, there are many wonderful things out there. You find out what you have a passion for, what you have love for, and that's what you should be doing.
Yeah, Dr. Yardley, you know, picking up on that, one other aspect of modern life is eating on the run, right?
Yes. And
I've made enormous changes in how I eat. It's mm-hmm. been very, very beneficial for me. But I got to imagine fast food, convenience foods, how's that working with people's health?
Oh, wow. We could spend a whole segment on that. But, you know, like, for instance, do you realize that regular bread, bleached bread, is bleached with chlorine? They use chlorine to bleach it. We got chlorine every time we consume anything that's got, you know, bread in it or got wheat in it that's made with wheat. Chlorine is used actually in our water to kill it. It is amazing how much we've got in the food that we eat that's got these poisons inserted in them. Mm. So most of what you're going to eat, the fast food, the deep fried foods, even microwave foods are not healthy for you. And so there's a lot that we've built into our society that's convenience-based, fast food-based, which in the end is not beneficial to our health.
Yeah, and so people wonder why I walk around with a blender everywhere I go.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, is Whole Foods has made an incredible, incredible difference for me. Yes. Well, since it's not common that I get to get you in here, let me again thank you for removing the joint pain and the sciatica. I don't know if you heard this, but I forgot I'd had headaches.
Uh-huh.
I forgot. And it was our mutual friend, Ron Upshaw, who's also a patient of yours from Chiro Radio. So
Look,
find out if my friend Dr. Lee Yardley can help you like he helped me. Call right now during the show. And it's just a $38 prepayment with a credit card. And that's truly an awesome value. It's usually $148. Call now and it's just $38. And this includes all of the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with this man, Dr. Lee Yardley, and you'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for the Yardley Institute and the doctors of the Yardley Institute. I will never forget my first treatment at the Yardley Institute. I couldn't believe the detail and the care they take to get to know your body. See, the doctors at the Yardley Institute, they don't guess. It's all about the data. It's all about getting to know why. Why do we hurt? See, in the medicine world, the drug world, they treat symptoms. Certainly, sometimes drugs are needed, but the symptoms, it's like going to your house that has dry rot and saying, hey, I painted over it, it's fixed. No, they go to the root of the issue. Fibromyalgia, sciatica, even depression, headaches, people facing surgery. When they restore the brain-body connection in the gentle, non-invasive way, so much is fixed. Call and see if you're a candidate for care from one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. We are so delighted that you've chosen to spend part of your day with us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., is present, and we are going to talk to another one of your clients. James is on the way next. Now, tell me about James, Dr. Yardley.
Well, you know, I've spent my life and dedicated my life to improving people's health and saving their lives. There is, however, one profession that perhaps might be one notch higher than us, and that is those that save people's souls.
Ah.
And James, this is what he does. He's a pastor. He came to us with a condition that brought me to this work about almost 30 years ago.
What's that?
And that was vertigo, dizziness, loss of balance. And we're going to hear more about that from James.
And he travels a good distance to get to you, too.
He does. He comes from Gig Harbor.
Well, let's chat with him. Pastor Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be on with you.
So tell me a little bit about what you were suffering through before you actually sat down with Dr. Yardley.
About, three or four years ago, maybe it's been longer, I came down with what they call Meniere's disease, and my equilibrium totally went off. I would fall down, and I would... I've been taken to the hospital several times, and doctors told me there was no cure.
And how long would these episodes last when you had them?
Usually an episode lasted about 3 hours, and it totally disabled me at the time.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. I mean, as a pastor, I mean, this must have had an enormous impact on your life and your practice as a pastor. Am I wrong, or is that pretty correct?
Oh, yes. It it changed my life completely. I just there were times and situations where I would lose total control, and I just couldn't do anything.
How long did you live with this before you actually got to see Dr. Yardley? Because we hear all the time.
I think approximately 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. James, you probably knew that that's what got me into this work a long time ago. Have we talked about that somewhere along the line?
Yes, you told me that, yes.
Yeah, flat on my back for 7 weeks.
Yes.
I don't think anyone realizes what that's like to have a room spin while you're laying there unless you've personally experienced that. It's terrifying.
It was awful.
Yeah.
All right. So you managed to finally, after a couple of years, finally get in to see Dr. Yardley. I mean, I know it wasn't difficult to get in, but that is, you made time to go see him.
Yes.
What was your experience like?
To tell you the truth, I heard it over the radio, and I heard testimonies like we're doing this. And it sounded interesting, and I was desperate, and I went in there. And, of course, Dr. Yardley and the whole staff there are very friendly, and I felt very received. But I still had lots of questions whether it would really work or not. It just seemed so strange to me. And so I just really went in with lots of questions. And tell you the truth, they answered most all my questions very thoroughly.
So, James, are you one of those people that the very first treatment, it was a dramatic change, or are you a person that it took a little time that was more of a journey?
It took time. There was noticeable change, but it did not solve all the problems. In fact, I have to say that probably I'm 80% better, but 80% is a radical change. I still have some equilibrium problems, but I haven't had a spell ever since that first treatment.
That's a pretty dramatic change. I mean, and are you?
It was.
You haven't had any of the spells, but sometimes you're a little bit, your equilibrium isn't quite what you'd like it to be.
Well, yes, I'm old, you know.
we don't go into that, nor are we going to go into that. So,
yeah, I know.
What impact has that had on your life with the change in your physical health as you've moved towards wellness?
Well, my wife, who is a resident nurse, would tell you the most. She praises God for this because it could have just decimated our life, and we've been able to travel. And we've been able to do things which, if I would have continued Meniere's as it was, we could never have done anything. And I'm still working, and I doubt if I could have still worked if it would have continued at the same rate it was.
Mm. You know, God has a way of directing us to places we need to be if we would just listen. Isn't that true?
And it is true. He does. And I really do. What's interesting is in your presentation, you talked about the body and how it heals itself.
Right.
And that I really find that true. God created these wonderful bodies we have, and he put in the way of healing, and by the adjustments, by what you guys do, it brings about healing. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point. It's not a quick fix. Mm-hmm. It's a healing.
The default setting for the body is to heal itself. So the body needs no help, just no interference. And that's where we come into it, is removing that interference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pastor James, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for sharing your story with the listeners. It is an amazing one.
It's been amazing for me, too, and I really appreciate Dr. Yardley and his institute and what it's done for me and my family.
Thank you so much, Jim, for coming on. We appreciate it.
You betcha.
That, to me, was a profound thought, Dr. Yardley, the idea that we are made perfect, mm-hmm. and that what's happening at the Yardley Institute is you are moving us back towards perfection, wellness.
I think the perfection is always there, but it's not able to manifest. And what we do is we're fortunate, we're privileged to be tools to allow the manifestation of that perfection.
Now, maybe this makes sense to you. It sure does to me. Well, maybe you want to contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you are, in fact, a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And if you call right now, we're going to offer you a special. Usually that's a $148 value. But if you have your credit card, you're willing to do a prepayment, It'll be just $38, and that's for the initial consult. It's, remember, it's non-invasive. There's going to be some testing. And why do you do the testing, Lee?
To determine if a person's a candidate for the work we do.
So give us a call, 866-704-1047. $148 value usually, but you'll get it for just $38. But you got to call right now during the show, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. You know, I've been a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. for 3 years. It's been so long. It's been part of the family. Huh? And when I first went in, a couple things stood out. This is a guy who only operates on what he can see. I love that because if it's not measured, it can't be worked on. Well, it can be worked on, but it can't be improved. So I love that about him. He only operates on the data. The other thing that was shocking to me was how truly gentle and non-invasive the treatment is with Dr. Yardley. And I've shared this with him personally, that after the first treatment, I walked out saying, there's no way that did anything. But for me, 2 days later, my joint pain was gone. Then things I didn't even know I was suffering from was gone. Things like I had terrible sciatica. That was gone. I had headaches and sinus infections. I have not suffered those again. So no matter what you're suffering, be it neuropathy, be it fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel, Dr. Yardley can help restore the brain-body connection, which in turn returns the body's ability to heal itself. So call now. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute.
Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. In my time of being a patient there, I've met hundreds of fellow patients, and I've interviewed probably 20, 25. There's a consistency. I went in for joint pain in a very, very specific part of my body, my knees. Dr. Lee Yardley taught me about the brain-body connection and illustrated to me what happens if that's severed. Well, I understood that's the worst possible outcome. But what about when it's corrupted? Under the gentle, just caring approach of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., I found that not just my knees got better, but so did my hips. And you want to know what else is bizarre? But makes sense, given the brain-body connection, so did my sinuses and depression. Yep, all the doctors at the Yardley Institute can help you with this gentle, non-invasive treatment. Call and find out if you are a candidate for care by one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute.